Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the second edition of Filming Italy Sardegna Festival. I'm in company of Erin Richards, who is here to present a special episode of Gotham and to be in our company and present her artistic career here. Welcome, Erin. Thank you for being here with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, first of all, tell me about how is Sardinia treating you so far? What do you think of this festival, and how did you accept this invitation from Tiziana?
Well, it's been so beautiful. Tiziana has been such an incredible host, and all of the people of Sardinia that I've met have been so warm and friendly. I've been here for maybe 3 days, and I've been trying all the food and sitting by the beach, and it's just been such a dream.
Well, tell me something more about your the beginning of your adventure with Gotham.
Well, I moved to New York to start the program 5 years ago, and I got it from doing something called Pilot Season in LA, where you go for the first couple of months of the year and you do lots of different auditions, and it's kind of not the same anymore because of Netflix and Amazon and everybody has sort of changed the system. But when 5 years ago I did it, that was what you did. And then I moved to New York and just started on this incredible program.
What were your hopes for your future in acting? Were you, did you have like this in mind? You know, I met this famous TV actress who was playing in a famous show. She told me my desire when I was little was to be in the Cheers, you know, the TV series of all my time. So what was your aspiration?
Wow. Well, I guess I just always wanted to tell stories. That was my main drive. I never so much aspired to kind of be famous, and I still don't. I just always aspire to create beautiful work with interesting female characters that maybe change people's opinion or help people deal with different emotions that they have, because I think that's what actors are there to do. But since finishing on Gotham, I've actually started a new path to my career, which is directing. So yeah, I actually directed the final ever Gotham episode that we shot, number 100. And since then, I've started directing more TV and writing, and I'm now going to direct my first feature film next year.
Okay, can you tell me something more then?
It's it's based on a book that I've optioned called Sealed, which is like a psychological horror movie. I was really inspired by the film The Babadook, which came out a few years ago, so I want to make something, right, it was an incredible film, so I want to like make something a little bit like that. It's about a woman who is pregnant and kind of dealing with her pregnancy alongside, it's set in the future, so it's alongside kind of climate disaster.
Do you think that genre films such as horror, for example, could be a way, like a sort of a device to talk about the present more than sometimes, you know, we have in Italy the traditional neorealism, but in a way sometimes maybe there's more need to be helped through fantasy to deliver a message?
Yeah, I think personally I love sci-fi. I always think sci-fi is an excellent way of getting messages through without actually having to sort of shove it in people's faces, because that's the hard thing. You know, you want to tell a lot of messages right now about how important it is to look after our environment, but you don't want to be preaching about the environment or, you know, say veganism. You want to be able to somehow show a reality that isn't our own, that could happen if we don't help our world or look after ourselves and each other. And I think things like sci-fi, fantasy, like they're all great ways, because people just watch the story. They don't necessarily feel like they're getting told a message, but they are. So I think it's a great medium.
I have to say that I was, when you were talking about, you know, films and try to focus, I was thinking about what Nicholas Winding Refn said in Cannes when he did, I don't know if you know that, he did this Amazon series, and he talked about streaming as an infinite world of possibilities. He said that he likes that because he could never end, like he just ran out of money. But at the same time, I thought that this could be a positivity and the negativity for what you said. I mean that we tend not to be able anymore to focus and maybe get the message or the content they want to deliver in let's say a right amount of time.
Yeah, I mean, we have to be careful that we're not being too kind of, that our lives don't become it completely about watching TV, essentially, because it could. There's so much amazing TV to watch that you could sit and watch TV every night or every day forever, and there still would be, you know, more to watch. So I think, like, a healthy balance. I was around my friend's house the other day, and she had this blackboard with different days of the week, and they had, you know, like, Monday is Netflix night, but Tuesday is ideas and, you know, chatting. Wednesday is board games. Thursday is Netflix again or whatever, or streaming. And then Sunday was reading. And I just think that it's so beautiful that there's so much great content, especially, like, female stories and new stories coming through. I think it's fantastic. But we still need to be careful that we don't allow ourselves to lose our own imagination and our ability to create ourselves, or to our ability, you know, we tend to think, oh, well, there's so much stuff happening, I don't need to create my own stories or find different, you know, ways of entertaining myself because it's so easy and available. So I think as you know, society starts to be more consumed by, you know, streaming services on our phones, etc., we have to learn to put it down, rest our brains sometimes, not be constantly hooked to the TV or our phones or the theatre. We have to have a balance.
Thank you so much, Erin, for being with us, and hopefully we'll talk again for your first for the debut film.
Thank you so much.
And we've been talking to Erin Richards here at the second edition of Filming Italy Sardegna Festival, and this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.